This is Dr. Inka Good. Patient last name is Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. First name is John. Their visit is May 28, 2026. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient tells me that in June of 1971, at the time my patient was in Vietnam. First of all, it was June 24, 1971. He was in Vietnam. First of all, patient was sitting in the military vehicle, first up, and then there was an RPG attacked to the vehicle next to him, first up. The explosion caused a shockwave, first up, and then there was a shrapnel went into the right side of his head, first up. The patient tells me that the shrapnel went inside into the bone, into the scalp, in the right parietal occipital area. For patient to start bleeding, for he had immediate loss of consciousness. For patient did not remember how long he was unconscious. For it was during an attack. For however, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. For patient has a severe head pain. For patient was bleeding from the scalp. For patient. The shrapnel made an indentation into the right temporal occipital parietal area. First up, patient had surgery. First up, the surgery was performed to take out the shrapnel. First up, next paragraph. Since the event, patient has severe chronic headache. First up, patient has impulsiveness. First up, patient has fatigue. First up, patient lack of focus and concentration. First up, patient make poor decision. First up, patient's panic attacks, depression, anxiety. First up, patient also have sleep problem, insomnia symptoms. First up, dizziness. First up, patient's loss of empathy. First up, patient also diagnosed with PTSD. First up, next paragraph. Patient's currently not working. First up, patient is retired. First up, the next paragraph. It is my impression that patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, on June 24, 1971, patient had an RPG attack, caused an explosion and caused shrapnel go inside of his right scalp, in the right occipital parietal temporal area. First up, a patient tells me that he had complete loss of consciousness. First up, a patient needed surgery to remove the shrapnel from his scalp. First up, a patient tells me there was an indentation into his scalp at that time. First up. Since the events come of vision of headaches, decreasing concentration and focus, first up, poor memory, first up, dizziness, chronic headaches, first up, these are all kinds of common signs and symptoms from traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks the inadaptation. Next patient, last name is, M-I-C-H-E-L. First name is R-O-M-A-L. I'm sorry, R-O-M-A-N. Date of visit is May 27, 2026. And next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2016, patient was in Camp L-E-J-U-N-E, North Carolina. First up, a patient was exercising and playing some kind of sport. First up, patient does not remember what sport it was. First up, however, patient remembered that he ran into somebody with a head and head injury. First up, it was a head-to-head impact, running at full speed. First up, patient injured the right eyebrow. First up, patient injured the right forehead. First up, patient was bleeding profusely. First up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for about 10 to 15 seconds. First up, patient woke up with a severe pain. First up, patient was bleeding in the right temporal area and right eyebrow. First up, patient went to the hospital and needed stitches in the right eyebrow area. First up, since then, he has blurred vision in the right eye. First up, next paragraph. Since the events, patient had chronic headaches, mental fogginess, sensitivity to light and sound. First up, patient significant forgetfulness. First up, patient blanks out. First up, patient's insomnia symptoms. Patient's confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph, a patient is currently working as an auto mechanic. First up, patient tells me that his memory is poor. First up, patient is not able to remember his task duties. First up, patient also has significant difficulty to focus and concentrate. First up, patient tells me that the chronic headaches also affecting him. First up, the headaches affecting his concentration and focus. First up, the light sensitivity also affect his job. First up, patient tells me that he's underperforming and his job because of these symptoms of first time. However, it is my impression the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had a head-to-head injury in 2016. First up, patient was running at full speed during a sports exercise. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, patient had right eyebrow. Patient had right eyebrow and bleeding. First up, patient needed stitches in my eyebrow. First up, patient lost of consciousness for about 10 to 15 seconds. First up, since events are common, patient had severe head pain. First up, patient's headache. First up, sensitivity to light. Patient has an increasing patient has forgetfulness. First up, the patient's mental fogginess, insomnia symptoms. First up, patient also significant difficulty with concentrating and focus in the event. First up, these symptoms are all consistent with traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a dinner petition.